Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And again, welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake, as we're joined by Leah Bergman, the coach of the St. John's Tipton girls basketball team. Coach, as you move on here, you've opened the season out with two wins, winning at home against Natoma there in Tipton on Friday, 60-33, and a nice win in the first round of the Moores Classic in Russell, 62-26 over the host school Lady Broncos. Just over these first two games, what are the things that have stood out for your team as you start 2-0?
Yeah, our game on Friday was a good one, kind of season opener, dust some cobwebs off, just kind of get back into the groove of playing actual games. I know our girls were really excited to play a game. You know, you can practice, but sometimes, you know, the daily grind just kind of wears on you. So our girls were excited to get out and play, and I thought they did well on Friday. It definitely showed us some things that we need to continue to work on, but for the most part, I was happy with their effort, and they shot really well, and our girls coming off the bench got some good minutes. So I was overall happy with Friday, and then coming into Monday, you know, back-to-back games with just the weekend in between kind of makes you a little nervous. And Russell's a good team. Last year they beat us in this tournament. I knew that they had graduated several seniors, and this year they're relatively young. But, you know, you never really know what a team's like based off of last year's girls, especially with so many new girls this year. So I was happy with how our girls came out. I knew that if we, with Russell being a younger team, that if we could get up and be aggressive at the beginning of the game, hopefully that we could create some momentum, and that Russell being a younger team wouldn't be able to kind of regroup and gather. And that's kind of the attitude that we went into it with. And I thought our girls played really well defensively. They played really tough. They were flying all over the floor. Russell's a bigger floor than Tipton is, and so it was a little bit harder for our girls to run up and down the floor, but it kind of showed our speed and how athletic we were. And so I was really happy with Monday's game overall.
Two more games left in the tournament here, Coach, as you'll take on Central Plains in the semifinals today, and then on Saturday it'll be determined however that comes out for you on Thursday. Central Plains, obviously a team you know, you played them in the state tournament last year. What are your thoughts on this year's Lady Oilers?
Yeah, I've had the privilege, if you call it, to play Central Plains every year since we played at either in this tournament or last year. Like I said, last year we played them in the state tournament. And historically, they're a very good basketball team, and I expect nothing less when we play them in this tournament. So, you know, I've been preaching to our girls that every game, every practice, every drill that we do is an opportunity to get better. So we're going to go into the game against Central Plains and get better as many things as we can. We're going to continue to try to run the ball. We're going to continue to try to put pressure on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to look for open shots and try to shoot quickly. Central Plains will be a good test as far as how tough we are. They're very good at swarming the ball and getting their hands on the ball and just being disruptive, and that's why a lot of their success is on the defensive side of the ball, which creates offensive opportunities for them. So it'll be a good game. Like I said, we're going into it. Going to stick to our game plan and play the basketball the way we play basketball, and what comes of it comes of it. We're going to look to get better regardless, and then on Saturday, again, regardless of who we play, we're just going to play our game. We're going to try to be fast, and we're going to try to be tough on defense, and the cards will fall where they fall, but regardless, we're going to get better. So that's why we're in this tournament, and so that's what I expect.
Leah Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck there, and Russell, the rest of the way.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Jesse.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Katie Country 94, Lance Bergman with us now, the coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Two contrasting games to open out the season here, Coach. You opened against the Natoma team that's obviously looking for some improvement throughout this season. You won 77-18 in that one, and then faced Russell in the first game of the Morse Classic there on Monday, losing 52-35. Just take me through these two games and how you feel your team has played here to open out the season.
Well, I mean, obviously, Natoma, we looked extremely good. I thought we passed the ball really well. We were unselfish because that was one of those that, you know, any kid could have been like, you know what, I want to go for 30, and I'm not going to pass the ball and try to score every single time. So that probably made me the happiest as far as that went. You know, we did a great job of getting the ball up and down the floor, which was exciting. We passed the ball really well. We were looking for the open guy and fixing some things that we had not done well last year. I think by the time we finished the stats, granted, you know, you have to take into account the teams that you're playing, but I think we had more assists in that game than we had the entire season last year. If I'm not mistaken, it was like 12 or 14 for the whole season last year, and we had like 16 or 18 in that game alone. So that part of it I was really happy about. Obviously, we were... they were overmatched by us. It just, I'm not trying to sound rude or anything, but, you know, we just played well, and they got a lot of growing to do, but credit to those kids that never quit, and they stayed with it. So they need to be proud of themselves for that, and they'll just continue to get better and grow.
Then, again, with your second game there against Russell?
Yeah, that one was exactly what we kind of expected to go. We went ahead and had a practice on Sunday night to try to get ready for it, which we'd never done before. I knew it was going to be a tough matchup because they basically returned almost the entire team from last year, and, you know, they did pretty well. That Cross kid, their point guard's a really good kid, and, you know, the big kid, 6'9 kid, you know, he was going to be a tough matchup for us. So we knew before any of that even happened we were going to have to come with our best game. I got there, sitting there looking at them, I could tell they were bigger, stronger, and more athletic than us, and I told the kids they better come out and give it everything they have. And first half, you know, Dusty, we looked really good for playing against a team that was more athletic than us. You know, we were up 23-20. Officials were calling a little tighter game, got them in foul trouble, and then went into halftime, and I told them, I said, I'm telling you, if the calls are going to change, just get prepared for it. And then we came out, and they just got really, I mean, they got up in our face. You know, they were playing good aggressive defense, and, you know, we couldn't get a few of the foul calls, but you know, I went back and watched film, and the officials didn't do anything wrong. I mean, if it was my team playing that kind of defense, that's exactly what I would expect to happen. So, you know, that we just got to get tougher. But you know, the kids talked highly of the Russell boys afterwards, saying that, you know, the Russell kids said, we made them mad, we upset them, we were in the, you know, they did not like playing this and did not enjoy it, which as a coach made me really happy. You know, we shot, I think Edward went 5 for 6 from the free throw line. The rest of the team went 6 for 23. So, you know, we missed a bunch of points there, and that's not counting the one-on-one opportunities we had. And then we didn't rebound the ball hardly at all in the second half. Gave up a ton of offensive rebounds to a much bigger, more athletic team, and that hurt us. So they were allowed to – that's where they got most of their points, actually. It was not off the first steps. It was more off the offensive putbacks and things. So, you know, those are things we're afraid of. And then, you know, we just didn't shoot the ball well. I think we figured it up. We were like 24% from the field shooting. Let me look at the stat real quick because it is kind of a crazy number. 12 for 49. So, you know, we got 49 shots off against them and only had 14, 15 turnovers. So that part of it was kind of surprising to go back and look on. So you know, you put 49 shots up, and there's only one, two, three, about eight of them from the three-point line. Now, granted, we didn't make a single one of them, but, you know, you kind of expect that at the beginning of the season to not shoot well. And the coach from Russell came up to me, and he says, you know, I told our kids your boys would be very fundamentally sound, very tough matchup, and things like that. So that meant a lot to me. And then I asked for the film afterwards, and he said, I said, I didn't want you guys as the first-round draw in the our side of the bracket. I would have much rather have been in the second round and got one of the other two teams. Unfortunately, I got Russell, and their coach came right back and said, we didn't want to play you either. And basically said, we smacked them right in the mouth, and they didn't like it. And fortunately for him, his kids responded. But, you know, you sit back and look at the film, I was really proud of them. I mean, they're a bigger school, a bigger kids, and I felt like we competed pretty well, and I found out that, you know, if we play well, we could be pretty good this year.
Finishing off at the tournament, you have Plainville in the semis and then an undetermined opponent there in the finals there, consolation semis against Plainville. Just some quick thoughts on them, and what do you expect to see from them?
You know, Plainville and the Central Plains game kind of threw me for a loop. I thought Plainville had a few more players. We've seen them last year, number 0 Selma kid and then number 10 the Lindsay kid. And I'm not so sure Lindsay didn't come from like Tacoma or something. Those are both good ball players that we've seen last year. And then the big kid inside, he's a thick, solid kid. You know, they all three averaged 7 points a game or better last year for that team that, you know, we had played them last year and lost by one, I think. So, you know, they've got those three coming back to play a ton, two seniors and a junior. So we're going to have to be ready. I kind of thought they would actually win that game. Instead, they lost, which, of course, two of their best players did foul out. So that did hurt them. I think Monday should have got us ready. We really got after it Tuesday as far as trying to fix some things that we needed to. And then I really hope we come out and play the way we're capable of. I feel like this game we could win and get back into that fifth place game going in on Saturday. So pretty excited for the opportunity. Can't wait to see where we're at. And you know, hope we come away with the win.
Lance Bergman, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time. Best of luck today against Plainville and moving forward the rest of the weekend. Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Insurance doesn't have to be stressful. Count on us to cover life's necessities. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Our agents are equipped to provide good risk management techniques that can help insulate a family's lifestyle and prevent it from changing due to a loss. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato.
For the latest land, residential, and commercial real estate listings in North Central Kansas, plus online auctions, visit Hanson Auction and Realty on the web, hansononlineauction.com. Hanson Auction Realty can do any type of auction, whether it be farm, estate, land, or consignment. Contact any one of their online salesmen at 738-8932 today with any questions you might have about how the online auction process works. Hanson Auction Realty, hosting auctions on-site and online at hansononlineauction.com. We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Scott Germark and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every week by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Scott Germark, head coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, you opened out the season Friday with a win over Tescott, 49-40. Then a little bit of a slow offensive start against Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. You fall 45-38. But let's go back to Friday first. Kylie Bergman had 17 for you. Taylor Betts with 12 and really did a nice job of coming in that second half and getting a win over Tescott. Your overall thoughts of your first game as a head coach?
Yeah, no, I was definitely excited for the girls. You know, I think as a head coach in the start of the season, you really couldn't script it any better. We come out, we're up 12 the first quarter, and then, you know, the second quarter, we only managed to score 5. We kind of got into quite a bit of foul trouble and, you know, working in on our rotation. And that's where we want to be solid is making sure our depth is deep. And, you know, even those girls got into foul trouble and was tied up at halftime. And then we go in, we make adjustments, and we kind of reset, and we come out, and we're up 9. And then the and then we kept it the same way the fourth quarter. But for my first game and for the girls' first game of the season, it was great to get them to kind of adjust to what it is that we're asking them as coaches to do. And they did a good job. I was happy. They were excited after the game. And but overall, the Teska game went really pretty good, and we were able to do what we needed to do to get the win in that game.
Just some quick thoughts on Thunder Ridge. Obviously, like I said, it was a little bit rough getting the offense going early.
Yeah, during that game, I thought, credit to Coach Grauerholtz and his team, they came out with more intensity than we did, and kind of we pressed a lot, I felt, early on. Doing some things that we're uncharacteristic of what we have been working on, as far as running the offense and, you know, just getting us out of spots. And then in the second half, still kind of the same thing. And then really that fourth quarter, you know, the girls started doing what it is that, you know, we were trying to ask them to do. And we got it down to 3 points right there after being down, I think, 17? And, you know, we had a three-pointer with just a little bit of over a minute that went in and out, and that could have tied the game and could have been different. But, no, I loved our girls showing mental toughness and being able to come back. And, I mean, that's what we also hang our hat on is that we're mentally tough and we'll be able to adjust to adversity. But I was proud of the girls, and we'll get back to working on what we need to as far as our free throw shooting. We'll keep doing that every day and just learning how to relax and let the game come to us. And like I told the girls, you know, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. So we'll work on it every single day and try to get better.
Stockton and Osborne to finish off the tournament here. What do you expect to see from these two teams?
Oh, man, they're going to be tough games for us. I mean, they really are. I mean, Stockton is, in my opinion, a lot like Thunder Ridge. And then Osborne, you know, we know what they can do. And, you know, they're ranked second in the state. And so it's going to be a tough game for us. It will be a fun learning experience. And we'll just go in, try to control what we control, and we'll put our best foot forward and just handle anything that comes our way.
Scott Dermark, coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights, in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time, and best of luck on Thursday and Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate it.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get 2 free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and 2 streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good.
This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Drew Dusky joining us, the coach of the Lakeside Boys basketball team. Coach, getting set now for the rest of this preseason tournament. We had two games since we talked last, opened the season really with two contrasting games for sure. A 68-47 win over Tescott on the road on Friday, and then a low-scoring knockdown drag-out fight 34-28 against Thunder Ridge on Tuesday. Take me through these first two games and what you've seen from the group with a lot of new faces on your squad this year.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to that Tescott game, you know, we started pretty slow. We ended up, kind of turning things around late in the second quarter and being up by three. And then the second half, we kind of figured things out when we had a, I think it was 25 or 26-point third quarter, and we looked good. And we kind of picked up our defensive intensity and our rebounding and things like that. And offensively, we were working the ball around and making sure to find open guys. So I thought in the second half we played really good basketball. And to score 68 points and not have a really good first half, I thought we did pretty good, especially for a group that, you know, they're still learning each other because, you know, other than Ross, nobody's really played varsity basketball that much other than Ian. And so they're a new group of guys, and it's going to take them a while to figure things out. But, you know, I thought we played good the second half of Tescott, so that was a good win for us.
And Thunder Ridge, one of those games where the buckets weren't falling, right?
Yeah, it was ugly. I mean, it was ugly on both sides. I mean, I'd say Coach Branch probably would say the same thing. Going down into the locker room at halftime, you're down 17-10 and only scoring 10 points in a half. That's probably the low, I think, in my coaching career that we've had in a half. The shots weren't falling, but we were still doing good things. I thought defensively we played really well. Thunder Ridge's size, you know, worried me going into this game, and I thought we did well defensively. I thought we kept them from doing a whole lot to us inside, and I thought we boxed out and rebounded really well against their size. And then, you know, we had some guys step up and hit big shots when we needed them. And both games, you know, it wasn't super important in the test game, but our free throws have been great through the first two games. And that's something that we kind of had struggled with in the past. But so far, you know, working on free throws in practice has paid off. And be able to pick up a win against Thunder Ridge was good for us.
Stockton and Osborne to finish out the tournament here. Obviously, Stockton struggling here. They didn't have a team last year. They're struggling early this year. Osborne will be a contrasting style there on Saturday. What do you think about the next two games?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a good shot against Stockton. I'm sure they're going to probably play a zone against us, so we're going to have to be able to knock outside shots down and shoot a little bit better than we did against Thunder Ridge and try to work the ball inside. And then, you know, Osborne is going to play up-in-your-face man defense and try to limit the things we can do. And so the Osborne game is going to be tough, but You know, we're still figuring things out, but, we're 2-0 right now, and hopefully we can pick up a couple more wins, going into this weekend.
Lakeside Coach Drew Dusky here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the tournament here.
Thanks, Dusky.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavic CPAs, LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977 or in Osborne at 346-5427. Goheen & Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, The Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available at the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue with Rock Hills head coaches Nick Meisner and Zach Duffy. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake and online, kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
You're listening to the Thursday night locker room chat show here on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. I have Rock Hills girls head basketball coach Nick Meisner with us. And coach, kind of split decisions here for you on the first couple games of the season. You got a 45-34 win over Pike Valley on Friday.
Yeah, you know, first game this season, you know, it's always a little chaotic. You try to control that and limit that as much as you can. You know, limited practices, it's not like we're deep in the season. So, a lot of things to install yet and so forth, but you know, for the first night out, you know, we kind of just, I felt like we controlled the game. We'd get a lead by, you know, 8-10 points, and then Pike Valley, to their credit, would come back and either tie it or go up by one. I believe in the third quarter, you know, we had an 8-point lead going to half, and they clawed their way back and led by one before we hit a buzzer beater there at the end of the third. And that momentum kind of carried us into the fourth. We started to limit our turnovers and take care of the ball and kind of shorten the game up. A couple big trays by Danica Frost and Lauren Welchel came in with a couple big shots there at the end. And kind of extended the lead. And I think we went on a 14-4 run there in the fourth and closed it out, you know, in a controlled manner, which is might have been more valuable for them to win that way than anything, kind of have a tough nail biter and then be able to extend and pull away and kind of close a game out the proper way.
Sure. Then on Tuesday night, offense didn't quite match up as it did on Friday, just the 28 points and a loss to Clifton Clyde.
Yeah, you know, I think Clifton Clyde was ranked the number six team in Division 1A, so, you know, we knew we had a tough battle going in. We wanted to muddy the game up and play good defense, and we did. We actually led 13-12 at halftime. Sure, it wasn't real fun to watch from a spectator standpoint, but as a coach, I absolutely loved it. It was great defense on both sides, but both teams, and tough shots and contested shots all around, and that's something we're going to have to execute a lot better and get a lot more precise on as our offense and execution. But, you know, third quarter, they hit a couple big shots, extended it. I think they had an 8-10 point lead going into the fourth, and we kind of hung with them. We fought back and forth and you know, kind of maintained that 8-10 point deficit until last half of the quarter, where we kind of had to get extended and pressure more and start fouling, and we gave them some easy buckets to kind of close out the game. Just so we could try and make a run, but it just didn't work out for us. We couldn't finish at the other end. So all in all, I was very pleased, and these girls really, really fought hard and didn't give up. And I feel like, you know, hanging with the number six team, you know, in the state is something we can kind of hang our hat on. And we know we're going to see them at sub-state eventually, hopefully. And we walked away knowing that, you know, our room – for improvement is probably greater than a team like that that's already there. So it's just a matter of closing that gap a little bit. But, you know, I went home and slept pretty good last night.
Yeah. Speaking of improvement, as you head into, you know, you got the first ones out of the way, what do you want to see in games like 3 and 4? What's one thing real quick?
You know, like I said, offensive execution, that's been our struggle. We kind of go in lulls and spurts on offense, and we got to be more consistent and precise. You know, I've thrown a lot at them, and that's on me a little bit, but now it's time to clean it up and find some offense, because it's sure there with our quickness and athleticism. We should find some easy looks at some point, and I'd like to see us score in the 50s and 60s and keep our opponents, you know, in the 30s and 40s with our defense. But just cleaning a few things up, and I think we'll find some pretty good success down the road.
All right. That's Rock Hill's head coach, Nick Meisner, with us. Coach, as always, thank you for your time, and good luck here this next weekend.
All right. I appreciate it.
Great savings not through Tuesday. Cure's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Boneless beef fresh cut arm roast, just $3.49 a pound. Now through Tuesday, Cure's Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings not through Tuesday. Cure's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Sold in the two-piece cryovac pork shoulder roast, $1.49 a pound. Now through Tuesday, Cure's Thriftway in Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You're listening to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chat Show here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Jason Broadfoot here with Rock Hills boys head coach Zach Duffy. And kind of a tough start to the season. Competition's pretty tough to start here. Let's start with your game against Pike Valley. They got the better of it, 37-26.
Yeah, hats off to Pike Valley. I thought Pike Valley played really hard. They played really fast, and some of that pressure and that tempo. You know, we have a really young team, and that game speed was a little bit of a shock to the system for us, for some of our guys. And I thought we played a really, really perfect first quarter for kind of the style we want to play of kind of slowing the game down, and then got in the second, third, and fourth quarter and proceeded to pile up the turnovers and allow a lot of offensive rebounds, and that just doesn't bode well and isn't going to keep you in a lot of games.
Okay, you come back on Tuesday, and Clifton Clyde, a very, very good team, 57-28. What did Clifton Clyde do to give you some issues there?
Very, very good team, very well coached, very athletic and long, and just across the board basketball IQ. You can just tell. I mean, they play together a lot, and they're a very good team. They really get up and down the floor, and when they, you know, they're setting up offensive sets, they're against our zone, they're penetrating gaps and driving and drawing and dishing off of it. And when you got a guy that's 6'4", 6'5", inside, and then you got kids on the outside that can really shoot it and penetrate it, it makes it tough on a defense. So they're just a really, really good team, really athletic, and I thought it was good for our guys. I thought they played hard, and it's good for us to play stiff competition like that to kind of see where we ultimately at some point want to get.
As you head into the second week of the season, obviously coaches are going to say that you want to improve in all areas, but is there one specific area like this week you want to see a little bit of improvement in?
We kind of talk about every game, kind of two key things of we've struggled with this past year and then coming into this year early on is just taking care of the basketball and then rebounding on defense. You know, right now the first two games through, we're up in the 20s in turnovers and we're giving up 10 offensive rebounds a game, and you just can't stay in a lot of games when you're given that many second chance opportunities. So as we continue to practice, you know, those are things that we can control and have the most influence on, taking care of the ball, being fundamentally sound, and rebounding.
All right, Coach Duffy, we'll talk to you again next week, and good luck on in your games this weekend. And we look forward to seeing the progress your team makes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Rock Hills Locker Room Chats brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato, along with Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Great savings down through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Red or black seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato. Great savings down through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Selected varieties of Jimmy Dean sliced bacon, $2.99 a package, now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway in Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
You're listening to KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Thursday evening Locker Room Chat. And I'm with girls head coach from Sylvan Lucas, Craig Batchman. And he had a couple of tough games to start the season. First of all, on Friday, 35-40 on the short end of the stick to Bennington.
Yeah, it was a tough one. You know, I think we had a lot of first game jitters, nerves and stuff. So missed some key opportunities throughout that game. So a little disappointing, but, you know, Bennington's a good quality team and it was a tough game there.
Another tough opponent on Tuesday as you went up to, or you played Smith Center in the Russell tournament and came up just a little bit short, 54-41, but Smith Center is awfully tough as well.
Yeah, Smith Center is an excellent team. You know, they were pretty quick and everything, but I thought our girls came out and played a lot better than what they did on Friday night. You know, we got after it defensively and offensively, and I know we had it cut down to 4 points there, I think, in the fourth quarter for a little bit, and you know, they just wore us down a little and couldn't get some buckets to fall when we needed them to close that gap a little bit more, and of course we had to start fouling there towards the end to try and get the clock to stop, but you know, just came out really a little bit short there, but I was really pleased with our effort the whole night. You know, we gave everything we had against a quality team there.
I know as a coach you're going to say you want to get a little bit better in all aspects as you head on throughout the season, but this week, is there one thing you're going to work on a little bit more that you saw on the first two games that you want to work on a little bit?
Yeah, we got to do a little better job on the rebounding side of things. You know, that kind of hurt us a little bit there and early on in the Smith Center game, and I know it hurt us there in the Bennington game too with they were getting too many second and third opportunities at the bucket. So we got to do a better job boxing out and getting those rebounds.
So who do you have next, and what do you expect from that next opponent?
We have Ellsworth on Friday. You know, Ellsworth's going to be another quality team as well. They got some good athletes and everything, so we're going to have to show up on Friday and, you know, get after it like we did Tuesday, you know, do a better job rebounding, maybe try to limit some of the mistakes that we made in the first two games, kind of get those under the control. But I thought we did a good job from Friday to Tuesday, so hopefully we continue to have that progression into Friday.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you again next week and see how you're progressing throughout the season.
All right, thank you.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Thursday Night Locker Room Chat Show on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Jason Broffitt joined by Sylvan Lucas boys head coach Jeff Starkey. And Coach, you started off with a tough competition on Friday, coming out on the short end of a 29-69 score to Bennington. What were your impressions of Bennington on that first night of the season?
I think they're a pretty good basketball team. You know, they're a group that had a lot of experience returning, and it showed. And, you know, you have a game like that, there's a lot of room for improvement.
And improved, but you did. And Tuesday at Smith Center, you got a win 45-36. What was the difference between Tuesday and Friday?
Well, I think our guys got a little bit more comfortable. You know, and obviously I don't know that we're going to face very many teams like Bennington again. You know, I thought Tuesday we played with more confidence, played a little more sure of ourselves, and guys are getting more comfortable out there.
Was there somebody that surprised you for the early part of the season that played a little bit better or more than what you thought they might?
No, you know, they're all getting better, you know, a little bit at a time. And I thought there was a lot of improvements from game one to game two from a lot of our guys. But there's not one guy that necessarily stands out more than the others in terms of surprises. I think they're all getting better as we get going here.
Okay, as you look ahead, next game is against Pike Valley. What can you expect from them?
Well, we play Ellsworth, actually, on Thursday, and they're a pretty talented group. We play them on Friday. Talented group. We got a chance to watch them Tuesday. We're going to have our hands full, but it's going to be another opportunity to hopefully get better.
Okay, is there one specific – I know coaches will want to say we want to get a little bit better in all phases, but is there – one spot that maybe you want to focus on for this week?
Well, I think one of the weaknesses for us right now is defensive rebounding. We've given up a lot of second-chance points and a lot of possessions, or at least too many possessions, where teams have gotten three or four shots because they've been able to continue to rebound. So we got to get better at rebounding as a team defensively.
All right, Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll be looking at that progress throughout the season.
All right, thank you.
Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.